You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Good morning and welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. We've had a big week, and to tell us all about it, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Now, Code Black, Butch Deverell, no stranger to a winner. Give him box number one. You're in real trouble if you're in the opposition.
Yeah, exactly. Beat a pretty modest field, but came through the Breeders' Classic Series recently and looked ready-made for an early win, and he certainly didn't let anyone down on Monday night. He'll go on to better things.
So favourite punters off on a good note with Code Black, but then they hit a brick wall with Bronte's Bolt for Robin Stocks.
Yes, the Robin Quinella race too, with Bronte's Bolt just beating Dark Spider. There was a little bit of trouble in that race, but Bronte's Bolt's been ready to do something. 30.76 was a little bit pedestrian. He probably needs just lift to go on to another level.
No kennel going better than Robert Gourlay, and Tez Borough got the prize again.
Yeah, look, he's ready-made for 278-metre racing, isn't he? He's very, very speedy. He seems to love Devonport and the short at Launceston, and he just needs to find a bit of stamina on the other distances, but he's a nice dog.
Jared Mallinson hasn't got too many greyhounds in work, but Mystic Devil did the job for him well in race four.
No, he's hardly had a runner lately, and Jared and Kristen just love their dogs, don't have many runners, and I reckon they'd have been through the roof with that dog, Mystic Devil, winning so easily from box one, and he actually ran a tick better than Tez Borrow, so it was a good effort.
Some real form dogs then got into action in race five, Good Odds Demon for Shane Whitney.
Yep, professional little dog. I say little dog because he only weighs 27.8, but he led all the way to beat Cosmic Fire and Mumford Sun. All three of those are as honest as the day is long.
And Dominic Stove continued her domination of the 720-metre races.
Yep, brilliant winner of the Winter Stake, which was a big feature race in years gone by. Probably not as many stayers around now, but it's still a great feather in Clinton's cap. He's only had a handful of runners to even race, and he certainly struck gold with Dominic's Dove, which is now living up to the early potential she showed for other trainers.
And late in the night, Nick Howard had Rockville going around in race number 10, been racing against the likes of Buckle Up, Wes Hellier, Bolt and Her Highness of late.
Yeah, and he still didn't get it easy Monday night because he ran into a very hot grade four field that contained the place getter Shantytown Lad, an underclass hero. But he's just a good beginning, hard railing, honest chasing dog.
Devonport on Tuesday. Brother Gary kicked off on a winning note with a winning double in the first two races with the Magambo Dens Point Littermates.
Yep, a touch of Venus. She's the fifth one in the litter, and they've all won now. She had to do a little bit of work to beat I Did It A Rod, or whatever it's called, funny name, and she'll win again. And Bruni Venture in race two, he's the star of proceedings at the moment. He ran the best of the time, 25.71. Beat a very determined Tay's Intention for Rod Ransley, and in running second, Tay's Intention still ran quicker time than Flash Innings and Her Highness One, leading all the way later in the day. So two high-class pups there.
Yeah, speaking of Rod Ransley, Nardistrom in race three.
Yes, he's won off box one at Devonport the last 2 weeks in a row. He's a good, honest little dog. I don't think he'll reach the heights of a dog like Tay's Intention will get to, but you'd love him in the kennel.
And Haliski in race number four looked beautifully drawn out in box number eight.
Yep, risky beginning, wide running U-turn dog. Box eight was made to order, and when the favourite bombed the start, rip and tear, it was all over Red Rover, and Haliski will win again.
King Nitro for Steve Hutt, coming off a Hobart victory on the Thursday, followed up with a victory at Devonport. It was his second win in a row at the track.
Yeah, King Nitro and Red Nitro, he's got these two dogs flying, Steve, and King Nitro won well at Hobart, but nothing compared with his win at Devonport, because that was a seriously good field, and he's in a rare vein of form.
Blue Fireball was well supported late in race seven for Philip Cassidy.
Yes, a modest contest, but he went to the line stronger than any other runner. And then he butted up later in the day, making a double with the tailless Tommy Pinch.
There was another one that was well supported late, crunched right in on the tote in the last few seconds. And Flash Innings in the invitation race jumped in front and led all the way.
Yeah, there's not many better beginners going around than Tony Dawson's little Flash Innings. And she held off a very determined, dominated girl that is crying out to win a race as well.
Now, terrible conditions on Tuesday at Devonport. It'll be a long trip back to Broadmarsh for Keith and Joe Nichols, but the trip would have been made a lot quicker with the victory in the last two races with Class Barbie and Her Highness.
Yeah, hit a sail to home, probably literally. Class Barbie actually led all the way and ran 25.91, and Her Highness led all the way and ran 25.93. Her Highness is the better dog, but on the day, if they were together, Class Barbie would have beaten her by a head. They're both in really, really stellar form, and they will now go into the National Sprint Series, both of them.
Hobart on Thursday. Kilty's Fly ran a nice race behind Code Black in Launceston on Monday. Didn't take long to break into the winners' list.
Yeah, and anyone who thought it was wet at Devonport on Tuesday should have been at Hobart on Thursday night. Kilty's Fly was last off the mat, and he worked his way through the field and to the outside. And for Brendan Browning, he's been very heavily backed the last couple of weeks, this dog, and he finally got the money for them, and well done.
And superficial for the Medhurst kennel in race two.
Gee, that was a big win because the Maddie's intention, having his first start in Tasmania for the Rod Ransley kennel, it was very heavily backed and got out to a 4 or 5 length break. Superficial got into second before the home turn, and once they straightened, just went into another gear. By gee, it was strong. Looks like it might be a middle distance dog, but that's a long way off.
And Enfield Mask for Graham Barber, been very consistent without worrying the judge too often, but it got the job done in race three.
Yes, and you would call it the most timely of wins because it was the 31st of July and it was its last chance to win a juvenile at Hobart. So that's what you call leaving a run late. And she left it late on the night too because she overpowered Yeah Right and Bronte's Bolt in the last 20 yards. Well done.
Yeah, a greyhound who does usually leave its run late. Part-time Pete has now won two of its last four.
And he fooled absolutely everybody because how many times has Part-time Pete jumped in front off box five? Well, he did that on Thursday night, and he held off a very determined Miss Somebody, who's one of the most consistent little dogs going around.
Speaking of consistent, Shanlon Betty, a winning hat-trick in race five.
Yes, it looked to be a match race between her and Oxley Rimfire. Oxley Rimfire came out and ran straight over the top of Oso Amazing, and they were tailed off all the way. And Shanlon Betty just did all the right things, went straight to the lead, and was never going to be beaten for Graham Moat.
Hell Yeah Bolt in the Silver Trophy.
He is a champion. There's no two ways about it. We don't talk about him quite as much because Buckle Up Wes is about, but two out, I don't reckon there's a struck match between them. He ran 25.94 on a filthy night, came out of box four and chased down Hannah Bowden and won running away. He's probably the main danger to Wes in the National Sprint Series.
In race number nine, Brendan Purcell had Cool Puppy going around, and that's about what it is.
I tell you what, he is one cool puppy, all right. He had 5 runs in Victoria late last year, then had 6 months off, must have been injured. Comes to Brendan Purcell, brilliant in a stewards trial, brilliant last week, but nothing compared with Thursday night because he led all the way in atrocious conditions and ran 25.87. Goodness me, he might be a Hobart 1000 dog later in the year.
Okay, there's a big call coming through a grade four, but we'll keep an eye on it. And a greyhound you put a big rap on last week, Lake Hylia, at each by odds in the last.
Yes, she's a very good beginner. She's sort of a bit of a racer rather than a hard chaser, but she's just got such good manners. She was always in control of the race and won well in 26.44, again in terrible conditions.
Well, winning at each way odds, you've got a bit to live up to with another black booker for this week.
Look, a dog that has had 2 runs at Hobart, Kenny's Cruise for Ken Main. She was very good second on debut and was going to win on Thursday night for certain until she ran straight into the back of the leader before the home turn. She won't be long winning one. Kenny's Cruise.
Kenny's Cruise the one. Thanks for your time this week, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
Radio TAB's On the Lure every Thursday morning, 10:30 Eastern, with thanks to leading greyhound supplements, Big Dog. With the latest news, views and interviews and all the key players for Thursday night meetings, hear the tips from all over the country, plus the latest and breaking news in the greyhound world. Radio TAB's On the Lure with thanks to Big Dog. Find out more at bigdogpetfoods.com. The odds-on favourite for all putters.
Greyhound action tomorrow night in Launceston. It's a big card. The tippers, all the winners. Rick Puccinelli, how are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, what about this quaddie? The first leg looks a good race. It's a heat of the sprint championship.
Probably a one out for me in the quaddie, Shane. Buckle Up, Wes. He's clearly the greyhound to beat. He's the best dog in Tasmania. He'll win. Number 5 on top. Second, number 1, Dirty Rich. 2, Dominator Girl. 6, Despicable Ben, which I've got a big rap on. 5, 1, 2, and 6.
Now, in the second leg, there's a few more chances here. Class Barbie's a real up-and-comer.
Yeah, going good, Shane. Look, I went with the dog drawn out wide in Callaway Ernie. Just a little interesting stat for the listeners that he's never won from box 7. He's got a great trainer. He's coming back from a few handy runs in Melbourne. I just think he might be too good for him, 7. Callaway Ernie. I put in number 4, Class Barbie. You can't do much more than just keep winning, and she's winning very impressively. I put her in for second. Third, I put in number 6, Black Rip. Now, he ran second in the Launceston Cup behind Varco. His couple of runs this time in haven't been anything flash, but off my speed maps there's a chance he might zoom to the lead, and that's the case, he's got a chance. And I put number 8, Fritzen. Now, his form doesn't read anything flash. He's a wide runner, good beginner, and he has won in Launceston around the 30 and 13 mark. He's got box 8. I'm going to throw him in all my multiples. 7, 4, 6 and 8.
The third leg is the third heat of the Sprint Championship. Hell Yeah Bolt coming off victory in the Silver Trophy Thursday.
Yeah, Shane, he was super impressive in Hobart on Thursday night. I've got to put him on top. I do think he has got a bit of opposition in number 1, Her Highness. She's airborne at the moment. She come up with box 1. She'll be hard to beat. I think I'll only play 2 in the quaddy and they'll be 7 and 1. Long way back to number 4, Good Odds Demon, and number 3, Rockville, last start, Launceston winner. 7, 1, 4 and 3.
And the last leg, you've got to wrap on Despicable Matt.
I have, Shane. I think these Despicable Dogs have got plenty of ability, and I think he's clearly the way to go. 6 on top. 8, Bold Archie. Very surprised winner last start at Hobart. Box 8 won't hurt him. He's got a little bit of speed. I put him in for 2nd. I put in a roughie, number 7, Trudels, for 3rd. Don't mind the way she's going at the moment, and she wants the fence, and she is a winner here in 30-15. I put her in for 3rd, and I put in a dog that I didn't mind. It's run at Hobart called Dark Spider. Number 3, he's got a chance. 6, 8, 7 and 3.
That makes the quaddie in the first leg 5, on top clearly ahead of 1, 2 and 6. In the second leg, 7, 4, 6, 8. Third leg, 7 to beat 1, then a gap to 4 and 3. And in the last leg, 6, 8, 7 and 3. Where's your best?
Shane, after we get the quaddie, go to race 9, number 1, Golden Sage. I've never known Butch Devril not to utilise box 1 when it's done. It's had 4 runs from box 1 for 4 victories. It's going for 5 for 5. I think he'll win and it'll break the 32nd barrier. Race 9, number 1, Golden Sage.
Devonport on Tuesday. Race number 5, Oxley Rimfire, backed off the map last time it stepped out of Devonport and bolted him.
Yeah, Shane, and look... Look, he's going to have a 7th beside his name at Hobart on Thursday night. And look, shortly after the start, he actually got decked. And down inly, when he went on his nose, just forget it. Go on his 25-39 win at Devonport. I think he'll win. 7 on top. 7 Glitzy Bling will show good speed and be fitter for the run. 4 Kirkby Lodge. I noticed it's had a change of trainer now with Pat Ryan at Dilston. It won't go backwards there. Number 5, Hell Yeah Tangle's got a chance. 2, 7, 4 and 5.
Second leg. Megadeneri's drawn close to the rail.
Yeah, going good, Shane. I think Gary Johnson might quinella the race. I went 2 Megadeneri's, 5 Senor Slammer. Look, he's not actually running twice in a week. He's having a week between runs, which won't hurt him. 4 Pioneer Mogul and 3 Callaway Krusty. 2, 5, 4 and 3.
Third leg looks a toughie.
Shane, look, my on-top selection earlier during the week was number 6 Merrick Pines. There's only one word to say how it went at Hobart on Thursday night, and that was disgraceful, so I'm leaving it straight out of me tips. I've got 8 Terracotta Girl, think she might zoom straight to the lead. 5 Bossy's Girls, resuming for Russell Watson, got to be respected. 1 Winkley Rose will run home very, very strongly, and the query runner is JD Bear, number 7. It's had 18 starts for 1 win and 5 minor placings. Didn't mind a few runs off the internet. 8, 5, 1 and 7.
You're not the forgiving type, Merrick Pines.
No, Shane, look, my money speaks all languages and it just went too bad to be true.
Okay, final leg. You mentioned Pat Ryan a moment ago. He's got Winsome Tommy in the red box.
Yeah, I can't see why he won't punch through and hold the lead. He's got a good record at Devonport. He's never been unplaced at Devonport. I've put him on top, Winsome Tommy. 3 Shantytown Lad now. He's a good beginner and likes to lead. He'll be up vying for the lead. 5 Good Questions going good, and I didn't mind the runner number 7, Loving Lucy. Got decked after the start, settled last, worked home very well to run 4th. It's the KO dog. 1, 3, 5 and 7.
That makes the Devonport Quadrilla for Rick on Tuesday in the first leg 2-7-4-5, second leg 2-5-4-3, the third leg 8-5-1-7, last leg 1-3 5 and 7. All we need now is a best bet.
Shane, after we get the quaddie at Devonport also, we'll go race 10, number 4, Bruni Venture. I envisage around the $1.50, $1.60 mark. Good habits, good speed, good young dog, going places. Race 10, number 4, Bruni Venture.
Plenty of confidence this week. Looks like a profitable week coming up. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
This is Radio TAB.